Hi, it's Chloe. Thank you for downloading the World Have Your Say podcast from the BBC. If you want more information and details of our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcast. Enjoy the show.
We've heard the news from the BBC. Now it's your turn.
You can post on facebook.com/worldhaveyoursay or get in touch via Twitter at @BBC_WHYS.
Welcome to World Have Your Say.
Hello, Ben James here. If you use the Sony PlayStation Network, you probably first knew something was going on when the service was suspended a week ago. The network lets people play games on their consoles against anyone else in the world who's also logged on. It also lets you buy games, videos, and music online. The company now says an illegal and unauthorised intrusion into the network means someone's obtained user details like names, addresses, emails and birth dates. Sony's also not ruling out credit card details going astray, although it says it's got no evidence that's happened. All accounts may have been affected. That means around 70 million people. The online conversations exploded into life. Peter McRobert tweets, "I had no idea of the fail scale in the Sony PlayStation hacking story. The premise seems like an overreaction to me. Opportunistic theft." Mick2904 is another tweeter. "Who cares about 75 million PlayStation Network users having their details hacked? Half of them offered them on Facebook for free." What's your reaction? Are you feeling worried about the consequences? Do you avoid using such details online? Is this a risk you have to get real about if you're using the internet? Join the conversation wherever you are. We're at facebook.com/worldhaveyoursay.
Get in touch via email worldhaveyoursay@bbc.com.
And just to reassure you, we are going to try to steer away from being too technical. So even if you're not into playing your games online, we all understand what's going on. And that includes me in that bracket. And it's also worth saying at this point, we did ask a representative of Sony to come on the programme. They declined the invitation and instead referred us to their statement and frequently asked questions they've posted on the PlayStation blog. We'll refer to those through the programme. And we've also linked to that blog via worldhaveyoursay.com. Now, we've got two guests to start the programme who've joined us. Let's say hello to Kamran in Islamabad and also Jonathan Cresswell, who's a games blogger here in the UK. Hi to both of you.
Hello.
Jonathan, first of all, you. Could you just explain a bit to those of us who don't use this network exactly what it is and what you use it for?
So the PlayStation Network is the way that both PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Portable, the handheld system, get online so you can play against other people. It's generally a free service, but a bunch of elements, there's a store, have bits that you can pay for. You can buy extra games, you can download movies and things. So credit card details get saved in that. So it's used by quite a lot of PlayStation users, and it's seen as one of the fundamental aspects of the system. So the fact it's been down for a week has been bad enough. However, because of how important it is, the amount of data on there, it's quite significant that the hacking has taken place.
And what's your reaction to hearing this news then?
Well, it's it's disappointment really, because we've had a week of the network being down, and it was only at yesterday evening when Sony actually announced the reason for it. It took a few days for them to admit that it was a hacking, and then it has taken a further few days to say that there'd been a loss of personal data. So obviously there is the huge disappointment with the data itself going and responsibility of the hacker. However, the fact that the data hasn't been kept secure enough by Sony is a disappointment. The fact that they haven't really communicated very well with their audience at all is disappointing. And it's hard to say that they've reacted to this in a positive way until they got their act together and finally put the statement out.
And Petros in Greece emailed to say a very similar point, actually. As a client of Sony, I'm very disappointed. It's not the problem itself, which is major, but the fact that Sony's not communicating with us to inform us of the situation. Kamran in Islamabad, do you agree with some of the things you've just heard there from Jonathan?
Well, apart from the fact that Sony has taken quite a long time to communicate the issue to the customers, I want to highlight the fact that the data wasn't secure enough in the first place. I mean, there is this standard practice called hashing, which is used to protect the passwords and security answers before it is stored in a database. I mean, it is used all over the world. And apparently, Sony wasn't hashing the passwords or the security answers. So the personal information, the really critical one, is spilled over to the hackers, and that is quite concerning. The point I want to make is this information can be used by the hacker, whoever he is, to access the other accounts, the Facebook accounts, the Twitter accounts, the mail accounts of the customers. Since, I mean, most of the people, they really use one password for all of their online communication.
So should people, individuals, take more responsibility and maybe use different passwords and different usernames?
Well, yes, that's a point. I mean, they should use different passwords for all of their accounts, and they should use their credit card as sparingly as possible. I mean, in this particular example, we had the option of using the prepaid cards to top up our PlayStation Network accounts. I mean, if someone had used that option, their credit cards would be safe by now. I mean, I do realize it is security at the cost of convenience, but in the end, that is a decision that we have to educate our users about. I mean, they have to make it for themselves.
Well, let's also bring Nick, also in the UK, into the conversation at this stage. Nick, are you feeling vulnerable today?
It's really a strange environment at the moment. It's all been brought on by Sony not being forthcoming enough with the information. In the void, you've had rumours and hearsay, and it's really, you're not sure what the actual state of play is. That's where the concern is coming from, because you can't be 100% sure what actually has happened, if you're actually going to be vulnerable individually. It was quite amusing reading the press release that they finally ended up putting up, listing all the data that has been compromised, because that's effectively everything you've given to them. And 6 days later, that really isn't really giving us the advantage. That's giving it to the people that might have malicious intentions with it.
And that point on timing is very interesting. And we've had an email from Tony in Belfast. Why was this not noted sooner? Why did it happen? I think Sony's lack of information, again, he mentions, has been most damaging. Now, Sony say that they've had to do forensic examination. They say several days of forensic analysis in their latest post. And it took our experts until yesterday to understand the scope of the breach. Now, let's bring in Jutta, who's called in from Zambia. Hi to you, Jutta.
Hello, how are you, Jonathan?
I'm very good. It's Ben here, actually, and Jonathan's also on the line, as well as Kamran in Islamabad and Nick in Nottingham. Jutta, tell us your response to this story. Are you a PlayStation Network user?
No, I'm not a PlayStation user, but I do usually just play their games, but not to go online, because I'm not too sure about this whole online networking where I have to give them my personal details. I have not felt comfortable from the very beginning when these online games started, so I think I'd rather not.
And Paul says on Facebook, maybe it's just me, but anyone who plays online games ought to be smart enough to know of the lack of privacy and risk of hacking. What about the three of you guys who play on these networks? What's your response to Paul?
Well, this is the biggest...
Hang on, Kamran first. Go on, Kamran.
Sorry. Well, I had put a lot of trust in Sony, and I actually considered them a big-name corporation and all that. But so recently, Sony has been having a pretty bad track record for the security of its consoles and its databases. I mean, recently, PlayStation 3 was itself hacked because they weren't using random numbers, and they were using the constant numbers in a specific cryptographic algorithm. The point is, Sony was one of the very few organizations which were in my good list. I mean, I could try and trust them with my personal information. And now they've been suing hackers for millions of dollars, and they're spending a lot over there, but they're not doing enough to protect their own consoles and their databases.
And who else wanted to come in there?
Yeah, I was mostly just going to agree with what Cameron was saying there, because it's a case of Sony should, as a major company, really have better security than this. But as you mentioned, it was the PlayStation 3 itself hacking. There's been some rumours that might have been part of the element that allowed the PlayStation Network to get hacked, but they just had poorly implemented security. Now, if this is an incredibly sophisticated hack into a really secure database, then in a way there's less to be angry about. However, again, lack of information. We have no idea about how this happened, so it could have been another mistake from Sony, and I think customers will definitely think before they give Sony any more data. But one thing to note is, of course, credit card data you didn't have to give. You just needed to sign up with an account with a password. That could have been any password, an email address, nothing too bad. It's just in the case that where you have given the information, it just hasn't been kept safe enough.
But you accept that it must take quite a long time for a company to investigate something this detailed and this technical.
Oh, absolutely. And in a way, I think it sums up that it's only now a day later after people have questioned, well, why has it taken so long? They've actually said it. And if there were even just tidbits throughout just saying, we're currently investigating with an external firm who are properly reporting it so we can give you an accurate thing, I think people would have been a lot more receptive if they understood work was being done rather than vague statements saying, it's down, we're working on it.
Well, you're listening to World Have Your Say on the BBC. We're talking about the hack attack on the Sony PlayStation network, and you can call in to talk to our guests about this and talk to each other. The number is country code 44 2070 83 72 72. We've got Vundru in Uganda on the line now. Vundru, hello to you.
Hi, hello to you.
And tell us about your reaction to this story. What do you think?
The story, okay, about the Sony thing. Yeah, okay, you see, in Uganda here, we have people who use that game, and it's quite unfortunate that we have hackers who are coming in, you know, to complicate everything. But, you know, I believe, you see, the current technology has gone so far, and the hackers, actually, we even have problems here in Uganda, on the side of business, where hackers also, as we try to, some businessmen order for products from abroad, like let's say Dubai or Japan, and at the end, you know, hackers come in and they disorganize everything, and you find that the products which are supposed to be delivered in Uganda don't, are diverted, and the hackers take control. But, okay, that's instead of online business.
So it sounds, Vundru, just to interrupt to make sure people are hearing you okay, because the line's not the clearest. It sounds like you're blaming the hackers more than the company. A bit like Musa on Facebook, who says hackers will always exist. Nothing is 100% safe.
Yeah. Actually, here we are worried because people have made big losses. Like people have lost the goods worth millions of dollars, and they are coming. Actually, they are appealing the government to at least to intervene, because businessmen now with online now, they are losing trust because they have lost a number of goods through such. It had been helping us a lot, but now I don't know how we can really fight these hackers.
Okay, Vundru, I'm gonna jump in there just because the line isn't the clearest, like I said. But let's pick up on that with our other guests, Cameron, Jonathan, and Nick. These hackers will always exist, and shouldn't we be more angry towards them than the companies involved in this?
Well, I would like to highlight here that the hackers who hacked the console, the PS3, are different from the ones who have broken into the PlayStation network. I mean, the console hacking started when Sony removed the other OS feature from their firmwares by a forced update. And this was really something that was against the consumer rights. And a few days ago, Finland even ordered the corporation to pay its customers 100 euros each. And the thing that set off the hackers at that point was the fact that Sony was removing something which it advertised beforehand on the product. Those people, they just wanted to run homebrew and custom unsigned applications on their consoles. The ones who have broken into the PlayStation network are the criminal ones. They have stolen your credit card information or email addresses or contact addresses, billing addresses and all that. They are essentially different people. I mean, they should not be confused together.
But hacking is always criminal, isn't it? Jonathan, Nick, what's your response to that?
I think what you have to say is that Sony in particular, they've just about shot themselves in the foot with how they've handled it. They've antagonised their customer base that are most active and that are most involved with the products. The issue is more a case of if you're going to do something like that, you are inevitably going to bring on incidents such like this. But yet, again, it's very difficult to try and defend against it. But, you know, we're the ones that lose out at the end of the day.
And lots of comments coming in. I mean, this topic is trending in places as diverse as Honolulu, Stockholm and Dubai. Kendall says on Facebook, yes, it is a risk we take. It's a good network. I hope it gets back soon, very soon. The word is drawn tweets, truly frightening. I would have thought encrypting such details to be basic security. Apparently, Sony may feel differently. And Izzy in New Zealand says on Facebook, I hope Sony will offer an apology to their users and compensation for their lack of care taken with the information held. I mean, Cameron, Jonathan, Nick, does this make you think twice about online gaming on such a network in future? Why don't you just use a standalone machine, for example?
Well, Sony is having one PR disaster after the other, after another. But the point is, the online gaming is still, I mean, it is still an essential part of any hardcore gamer's life. Playing on games and just offline, it's just not that much interesting. But the point is, we should give away as little details as possible. We should not give away our real names, our real contact addresses, our real billing addresses, our credit card information. Ironically, Sony's terms of service, they actually do specify that you have to give your real name and all that. But after this episode, I don't really think anyone will be confident enough to entrust them with their information like this.
And I'll read a bit more of the response from Sony on this story. I mean, the things that they've done, they say, since they find out about this, is temporarily turned off the PlayStation Network and their Curiosity services. That's the video and music streaming service. They've engaged an outside recognised security firm to conduct a full and complete investigation. And they've quickly taken steps to enhance security and strengthen the network infrastructure by rebuilding the system. Do you think that's enough, Nick, Jonathan?
I think it's very difficult to judge them now. So far, all we've had to gauge them on is how they've dealt with it so far. And to date, we've had ambiguous statements. They've not been forthcoming at all. And they've really not gone as far as they should have to appease what people have been worried about. Again, if that reflects on how they're actually handling the crisis itself, it doesn't bode particularly well, in all honesty. To be honest, what they've been saying in that statement, that's something that you'd expect them to do. And because it's taken, you know, 6-7 days to actually get round to announcing it, you just think that they've been dragging their feet somewhat.
And we've got Nikolai in Kuwait on the line, and Sean in the UK as well, who've been listening to that. Nikolai, do you agree with what you just heard from our guest?
Yes, absolutely. I'm, in fact, quite upset with Sony that it took them almost 10 days to come out with a statement like this. I'm pretty sure that they knew about the dangers and the effects that this hacking incident had before, and they should have told their 70 million users of the security risk that they are taking now.
And Sean, do you agree with that? You're on the line from the UK.
Well, yeah, I sort of agree with it. But then again, this has been going on for well over a month now. So I don't think that they've realised what's gone on until right at the last minute. And that's why they've shut it down. They're saying, I haven't heard anything about personal credit card details being taken. But no, I know I've read around that people have been using the dev network on Spint Network on PlayStation to go online and acquire free PlayStation games from there. But as I say, I haven't heard of anybody getting individual credit card details because it was an automated generated credit card. But, yeah, this has been going on for quite a long time, what I've read through the forums, and I'm quite surprised Sony's taking so long to find out about
it. I think that's a slightly different issue because there's been an issue. There's a separate developer version of PlayStation Network that, as we mentioned earlier, the PlayStation 3 hacking has allowed people access to. However, this case, Sony have specifically said it was between April 17th and April 19th there was illegal and unauthorized intrusion into our network. Although at one point when there was the vacuum of information, seemed like a possibility that the PlayStation Network was down due to that. The official statement seems to go, actually, no, it was another incident, possibly related technologically, but not actually people downloading the games for free. It was actually the taking of the data that really caused the downtime.
Okay, and let's
They're saying this is just one person, are they?
Right now, they're not saying they can't confirm the credit cards are details, so I'm not sure they know exactly who. But all we know is that one entity, whether that's a group or person, it doesn't seem like it's been a wide number of people like you'd get from a group
And they're saying they can't give more details, aren't they, while their investigations go on. Some of our commenters are bringing us back to the issue of personal responsibility. Lawrence in Malawi says on Facebook, I'd rather play solitaire than risk my private information being played around with by some hacker, worse still, my credit card. And Athene says, I don't use online networks, but I'd feel vulnerable if I did, and that's why I refrain from using them. They're simply not safe. Nick in Nottingham, you respond to that. Well, what do you think of those comments?
The difficulty is, you've got many people today that will only buy a game for the online element of it. The industry itself is based around a large proportion of people that will buy a game simply to play with their friends. And the thing is, that's where things are moving now. You've got more and more consoles online, and again, it's something that, you know, we've got to try and account for in future rather than try and move away from now.
Anyone want to pick up on that?
Well, you know, there's a common quip that goes around in the security community that security is not a product, it is a process. And the point is, we do have to educate our users for the risks they are taking when going online. But as the other person said, I'm sorry, I forgot his name there. The online element really is something people really have to. I mean, they really can't do their online game, and they really can't do their gaming without this online element. They're really, really infatuated with this. The point is, when they're going online, they should know the implications and repercussions of their actions. And Sony has really dealt with it in a pretty bad way. And as Jonathan said, they should have at least told us around April 20th or something that they're having a forensic investigation for this whole thing. So even before this announcement, everyone already was aware of the fact that perhaps the credit card numbers are stolen. So it would have been nice if Sony had told us around April 20th or something that it might have been stolen. I mean, it's all they're really saying even right now. They're saying that this might be stolen, and they're advising customers to place fraud alerts on their accounts. But this would have been better if they had done this around 3 or 4 days ago.
And I'll ask a question at this point. We're coming up to the end of the programme. But Ginger Suzel has asked on Twitter, what do your callers recommend PlayStation users do about their credit card details? How are you all going to respond to this?
First of all, they should place fraud alerts on their accounts. They should call their respective credit card companies. And they should, I mean, there's something called fraud alert, which is used to ensure that further transactions aren't done as smoothly as they were previously being done. And then they should change all of their passwords on their other accounts. They should minimize the damage pretty much.
Jonathan, are you going to do the same sort of thing?
Thankfully, I didn't have really much data in my account because I didn't particularly use it for other reasons. But yeah, I think that sums up. Talk to your bank. Most banks are already aware of it, so will either recommend you to cancel the card or that they're already looking at it. So this is known. They'll look into it and just, yeah, go for basic online security of don't use the same password in multiple places. Though in this case, as the PlayStation Network's still down, you can't find out exactly what information they had on you, what password you used.
Jonathan Cresswell, games blogger in the UK, thanks very much for that. Also to Nick in Nottingham, Cameron in Islamabad, Sean in the UK as well. Lado in Uganda comments on Facebook, okay, Sony didn't react right by keeping silent. Every internet user knows the risks involved with the internet. We're back at 1700 GMT.